Scott City rolling up a 29-0 lead after the first quarter of play, had the route on, and the defense continued to be persistent. Goodland would move the football a little bit in the second quarter. They would have the ball from the end of the first quarter, would end up with a five-play drive, get another first down. And on fourth down from around their own 46-yard line, when you're down 29-0, you have nothing to lose. The Cowboys would try to convert it on fourth down in their own territory.
Fourth down, Goodland back to pass on fourth down. Here's a pass, and that's going to be incomplete. No flags. And it'll be a turnover on downs intended for Sergio Lazo. And so Scott City will take over at the Cowboy 46 with 11:37 to go. First half, leading 29-0.
So Scott City would set up yet once again on the plus side of the 50. They would set up for the second time in the last three possessions, this time at the Cowboy 46, just seconds into the second quarter, leading 29-0. They would have a nice five-play, 46-yard drive, and it would be capped off by Scott City's first touchdown through the air of 2019 on a third down and long.
Wing T set up McDaniel, the receiver to left, on third and 11. Rolling to his left is Harrison King. Will go for Justice McDaniel to the end zone. Pass is caught. Justice McDaniel, his first career touchdown. A beautiful throwing ball from Harrison King. And the second career varsity touchdown pass as well for the quarterback, Harrison King, with 9:40 to go second quarter. It's 35-0 Beavers. That was on a rope that time to Justice McDaniel from Harrison King.
Lexus Reyes would knock in the PAT to make it 36-0 with 9:40 to go in the second quarter, and Scott City definitely had all the momentum going their way, and that was good to see Justice McDaniel, his first career touchdown reception, his first career varsity touchdown catch as well, and King just a second career touchdown toss, and it was a nice one from 35 yards out there, and the Beavers had things rolling. Well, the defense stepped back on the field. It was only for one play, but it was a big one in the second quarter with around 9:24 to go second quarter, and the Beavers were set up yet once again on a defensive stop.
Irwin had been playing some DN on second down. He's actually a linebacker. They set up a screen. It's intercepted. Here comes Sawyer Stevens. 10 as he stumbles inside the 5. Stevens read the screenplay perfectly, and it's a first and goal, Scott City, at about the 4-yard line.
Scott City would have a first and goal at the 4. They would only gain 1 yard on their first two carries, but on third and goal, it was a senior knocking on the door yet once again for the second time this year.
It'll be a trips bunch to the left, one receiver to the right. Lone setback. King will toss it left side to Winterland on third down. Goodland pursues nicely, but Winterland finds a crease and finds his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Winterland is second rushing touchdown of the year, and the Beavers put up 6 more and lead 42-0 with 8:14 to go second quarter.
The Alexis Reyes PAT made it 43-0. For Scott City with 8:14 to go second quarter. The Beavers are already substituting in some reserves on both sides of the ball, especially on the offensive and defensive lines, and I think that was great to see that there, and they also were doing that in the secondary. Goodland would punt, and then Scott City would actually be forced to punt for the first time. They had scored on their first 6 possessions of the first half. Goodland would turn the ball over on downs late in the first half at their own 47. Scott City would pretty much run just one play and go into the locker room up big, 43-0. So your first half done there. Scott City had rolled up over 300 yards of offense in the first half there and looked impressive doing it as well. And second half to come here when we return here on Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com.